Good day. This is the Forum Market News broadcast number 66 for Friday, September the 16th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market settled slightly higher on Friday as traders covered shorts before the weekend and rainy weather delayed harvest across the Canadian prairies. Canola was anywhere from 20 cents to a dollar above unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $456.20 a ton. That's up 50 cents. The Canadian dollar was about a third of a cent lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Gains in the U.S. soy complex were supportive for canola. Canola's range is about $445 to $475, but as harvest progresses, hedge pressure is expected to set in. Uncertainty over the future of Canadian canola exports to China was also a factor weighing on traders' minds, although next week's visit to Canada by the Chinese premier was viewed with hope by some in the industry. Harvest pressure helped to support the market along with the large amount of oil seeds in the world. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 15 to 16 cents higher. The November contract was at $9.67 a bushel. Heavy rain in Iowa and much of the U.S. plains was expected to be problems for maturing soybeans. The market was also still undergoing a correction after plunging earlier in the week. August soybean crush numbers were mostly below analysts' expectations. According to the National Oilseed Processors Association, crushers processed 131.9 million bushels in August. That compares to the 143.7 million soybeans that were crushed in July. Corn was 7 cents higher with the December contract at $3.37 a bushel. Showers are expected to fall over the U.S. Midwest over the next 7 to 10 days, which could delay field work. As well, the corn market is getting spillover support from soybeans while traders were covering shorts. Cases of Diplodia fungus and ear rot seem to be increasing slightly in Indiana and other states. Wheat climbed 2 to 3 cents with the December contract at $4.03 a bushel. Wheat took strength from corn and soybeans and some investor short covering. According to the USDA, wheat exports are running 21% ahead of last year's pace. The market is waiting for some fresh news regarding the marketing end of things, but rallies are expected to be short-lived. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.